So let's review. The Gemara cites several rulings by Rava regarding high iska, palga milva or palga pekadon. When a merchant agrees to sell an investor's merchandise in exchange for half the profits, the Chacham initiated that half the merchandise is considered a loan and the other half a deposit, and thus they also share in any losses. Therefore, the Nardoi say, Iboy lemishta beishecha shaper dami. The merchant, the leiva, may sell the loan portion of the merchandise for his personal use, because palga milva, this portion is a loan and completely his. Rava disagrees and says, V'loy lemishta beishecha. The merchant may not sell it for personal use because lahachik karole iska, the amalei ki yahavne lach lesuki bei. This loan is known as iska, a business, and the investor loaned it only for the purpose of trade. Ravid Bar Oven says, V'imeis, nas metatlan etzlbanov. If the merchant died, his heirs inherit the loan portion and the investor cannot claim them for the father's debt. Because as Rashi explains, metatli diyasmi lemishtab di lebalchayv. The father's movable assets are not mortgaged for his debts. Rava disagrees and says, "Emes lo yasim etatlan etzlbanov." If the merchant died, his heirs do not inherit the loan portion, and the investor can claim them for the father's debt, because lahachik karul iska. Since an iska loan must always be available for trade, it achieves the status of karka regarding that it is mortgaged for the father's debts. Before we proceed to the next halacha, Rashi explains, "Stam iska." Tilsa ba'agar, upalga behefsid. In general, in iska, the merchant and the investor share equally in the losses. However, the merchant gets 2/3 of the profit, while the investor gets only 1/3. Because the ilai mischazik ribis. If they would share equally in the profits as well, the merchant's efforts in working with the investor's portion would seem like interest for the loan. For this reason, Rava says, chada iska betrei shtari pseide demalva. If the iska of one type of merchandise is split into two documents, the investor stands to suffer a greater loss. Because if one iska had a profit while the other had a loss, the profit of one would not offset the loss of the other for the investor, because he suffers half of the loss while getting only 1/3 of the profits. However, if they're in one shtar, it's viewed as one iska, which it is indeed, and the profit offsets the loss first, and the net profit or loss is then shared respectively. Conversely, trei iski v'chad shtar pseidu deleiva. If the iska of two types of merchandise is combined into one document, the merchant stands to suffer a greater loss because it would be viewed as one iska, and the profit of one must first satisfy the loss of the other before he receives his profit, and he would effectively be taking 2/3 of the loss. However, if they're in two shtaras, they're viewed as two iskas, which they actually are, and the loss of one iska, of which he takes half, is figured separately, and the profit of the other iska, of which he takes 2/3, is figured separately. Therefore, Rashi says, in order to keep a balance, b'chad iska nichtav chad shtara, one iska of one type of merchandise should be written in one document, u'betrei iski nichtav bei shtaras, two iskas of two types of merchandise should be written in two documents. This is the correct way of figuring each case, and neither the merchant nor the investor would lose more than he should. Rava says, Hani betrayed the avdi iska b'hadi adadi v'ravach. If two merchants accepted one investor's merchandise for iska and they made a profit, v'amlichad l'chavri tal liflig, if one of the merchants wants to dissolve their partnership before the term expires, he may not do so because mazl de betray adif, the fortune of two people is greater than one person. Zok de Mishnah, hamakabel sad de michaveri, if a person leased someone's field b'chachiris, in which the worker keeps all the produce and pays the owner a set amount of produce for the rental. The worker refuses to uproot the bad weeds and claims that this won't affect you since I will pay you the full amount of produce I owe you. He must still perform nichush because the owner claims, this does affect me because after you leave my field, the bad weeds will grow in. And as the Gemara adds, even if the worker promises to perform a second plowing after the harvest, ain't shaymele because the owner claims, bizra de nafal nafal, the current weeds will cast seeds for which a second plowing will not be effective. And as Rashi points out, certainly if this was bekablonis, the worker pays the owner a percentage of the produce, ain't shaymele, because this does affect the owner as his share will be inferior. Zok de Mishnah. If a person leased someone's field and sowed the field, but it produced very little, and the worker wants to quit work in the field. If this was bekablonis, it depends. If the field did produce at least the amount that can be made into a pile, the worker may not quit. But if it was less, he is potter. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, "My kitzva b'kri, elam yesh b'kadei nefila." It does not depend on the size of a kri, but rather on the size of the field. If the field produced the amount necessary to replant the same field next year, the worker may not quit, but if it was less, he is potter. However, as Rashi points out, if this was b'chachirus, regardless of the amount the field produced, the worker may quit as long as he pays the owner the full price of chachirus. The Gemara cites several opinions in the Tanakama Shir of Kadei Lahamid Kri. And the Gemara in Amud Beis cites several opinions in Rabbi Huda Shir of Kadei Nefila. Rabbi Ami Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Arba'a saw in Likur. Four saw per kur. Rabbi Ami Dilei Amar, Shmaina saw in Likur. Eight saw per kur. And the Gemara explains, Mishneid Rabbi Yechanan have Shmaina Ara. In the time of Rabbi Yechanan, the land was rich, and even four saw was sufficient to sow a kur. Peshneid Rabbi Ami have a Kisha Ara, while in the time of Rabbi Ami, the land was poor, and eight saw was needed to sow a kur. The Gemara proceeds with several other matters for which the Be'er Biyana gave the various shiurim and completes the daf with other halachas which have similar shiurim.